Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so obviously a huge story here, and we've opened the show with it and been talking about it, the firing of Sherrone Moore and what has happened since. Whatever help he needs, I hope he gets it. But certainly he's let down a lot of people, and not the least of which, of course, was his family. And but you know, I think about the players, I think about the staff, I think about their families. I mean, they just hired a staff member last week, and here we go. It's just a lot of people are let down by this, and I'm certain the fan base is as well. But now, can they recover? And how much can they recover? Because you can't keep going to this sort of well of getting yourself in trouble and having scandal surrounding your programs without the brand taking a hit. Now, can they land on their feet? They can. But they'd be well advised to get the house in order, leadership from the top of the university all the way on down, to bring an end to this, to bring an end to this kind of stuff. You're going to have... every once in a while, stuff happened in your athletic department. There's been too much nonsense of late. 248-539-9797. Matt is on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Doug? What's up, Gator? So I talked to you a couple days ago or last week. I'm out here in New Mexico. I think for U of M to avoid scandals, wouldn't they have to get rid of Ward Manuel, the scandal king? Like, he's been tied in every scandal.
Well, I guess if they find that there's any culpability on his part, yes. And what I'm talking about is, you know, was this stuff predictable? Was the vetting done at the beginning? Was an investigation that it was held? Was it as thorough? Was it just, hey, is this true? No. Okay, cool. Or did they really, really investigate it to make sure that there wasn't any kind of wrongdoing going on? I mean, some things you're culpable for, certainly. And when it happens under your watch, because now my question is, okay, let's say even if they find him not culpable, can he go out and land the next coach? It's a valid question. Will people be on board with him as the leader of the athletic department? If you say, okay, he's not culpable, you have to ask themselves that question. Can he land the next coach? He hired Dusty May. He hired Brandon Nerado, but he also hired Sherrone Moore. And a lot of athletic directors, you don't get a chance to hire a second football coach.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep listening. I was listening to something else, and it made me think of you. I was listening to the Paul Revere BC Boys. And I remember it was a
little story you got to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three bad brothers you know so well. Yeah. Start way back in history. Yep. It was a great, great song.
All right, I'm going to keep listening. I love you guys, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And me, Mike D. Yep.
At some point, though, isn't enough is enough? It's not just that, okay, there's all this stuff that's happening with the football program under Ward Manuel's watch, but there's the other stuff. I mean, there's the Xavier Simpson stuff that kind of got swept under the rug, and there's the Juwan Howard and punching the coach in the face and then taking time with that, and there's scandal. I don't really want to call these scandals necessarily, but they kind of are.
There's incident after incident after
five more incidents and 10 more incidents.
I keep calling it nonsense, and it gets in the way of trying to be about the business of just winning, and not at all costs. Right? I'm going to say something here that maybe not everybody agrees with. Kind of done with the Harbaugh lineage here. When I hear the name Jesse Minter, I'm like, no. I hear some people say, oh, what if John Harbaugh comes to me? No.
No.
What if Jay Harbaugh? No. No, I'm done. I'm done with the Harbaugh lineage. Okay? We can, if anybody asks my opinion, that's what I will say.
So I shouldn't bring up John Harbaugh's name if Baltimore fires him.
No, and I mean, look, John and Jim are different people, but at the end of the day, there's other coaches out there.
No, I hear you. You want a clean slate?
There's other coaches out there that you could start with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Stay away from the roots.
248-539-9797, Steve in Southgate. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how we doing, Doug?
What's up? Hey, how am I doing? I'm frustrated.
Yeah, me too, brother. So this whole Ward Manuel thing that keeps coming up, you guys kind of stole my thunder there, but I do think the culpability has to start with the head of the program, right, which is him. And over the last 10 years, between your two biggest moneymakers, your football basketball program, you've had the most issues. And it starts with him as a leader. The integrity, we keep talking about the brand. Well, guess whose job it is to build the brand? It's his, right? So, like, how are we keep having these issues under Ward Manuel's watch?
Well, I'll say this. The basketball house appears to be in order. Dusty May was a very strong hire, and they seem to be really, really healthy. But I do want there to be either a shift in focus or accountability where there's less nonsense. There's just too much nonsense. And yeah, I mean, if they decide that either Ward has not ruled with an iron fist, or they don't think he can hire the next coach, then find the guy who can. Like, it goes back to the Bo Schembechler line, which rings true today. No coach is more important than the team. No player is more important than the team. No individual is more important. So if they need to find the guy that is going to get them the best possible coach. And if it's not Ward, move on. 248-539-9797.
You mentioned earlier in the show about the president being an interim president. Are there any whispers at the University of Michigan about landing a permanent president? anytime soon?
I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, that athletics is just part of the president's job, of course, and probably less important than it is to us. But I haven't heard anything about that. But I almost feel like it needs to start there. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, because, look, obviously Michigan State just went through this. And coming out of that press conference introducing Pat Fitzgerald, one of the things that really struck me was that the leadership aspect of it seems to all be in line, because they have a new president. They have a new athletic director. And now they have a new head coach, and all three guys can work together on the same path that they seem that this is what they're working with. And Michigan is disjointed now because there is an interim president.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if the AD is going to stick around. You just fired a coach.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Ken is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you fellas doing today?
Okay.
All right, Ken.
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering, obviously both your opinions, but Dog, you have closer ties to the program. How come locally no one's not throwing around Adam Stanovich, the OC of Green Bay? Obviously he means something to them, the highest OC who doesn't call plays. He gets a lot of credit for the development of Jordan Love. Played for Lloyd, was strength and conditioning coach at Michigan, was a grad assistant. I know he's been to Northern Arizona, San Diego State, and as far as I can tell, has a real good reputation. On top of it, I know he has great, great relationships with college and pro coaches that he can probably bring on board. What are your thoughts, gentlemen? Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Interesting name. I don't suspect that they will go after somebody. I shouldn't say this with 100% degree of certainty. I don't suspect they'll go after a younger coach with no head coaching experience. I can see somebody without head coaching experience. There's a lot of guys. If you look at the top of the college football food chain right now, from Ohio State to Oregon to Notre Dame, there's a lot of coordinators that got bumped up and have done a great job with their first coaching jobs. So I wouldn't rule that out completely. Adam Stanovich is relatively young, and his reputation and his resume are growing, but I would think it would be a bit of a jump for that. Now, that could be if, and I don't think we count out everything here, if the brand is taking a hit, and they can't get people to pick up the phone and people to say no. If people gladly say no and they start working their way down, they might have to take a risk on a younger guy like that. Joel Klatt had some thoughts. You'll hear him next hour. As he said, the next Michigan coach will be one of these six names. We'll play it for you next hour here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.